Mary is not going to miss the opportunity. Jesus is in town. And what do we find Mary doing? But she's sitting at the feet of Jesus, worshiping the Lord, listening to his word. She is in his presence. My friend, I believe the church lacks the power of God today because we're distracted with many other things, but we're not seeking Jesus.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
The Apostle Paul is telling us in Colossians in chapter 3, verse 1, if then you were raised with Christ, if you're saved, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then seek those things which are above. So we've been dealing with this about seeking the things above, seeking Christ, seeking the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It is the desire of God for you and I, as his children, to seek his holy face, not to seek other things, but to seek God. He says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Then he says in verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. How many people do that? My friend, how many people think of just the temporal things of this life or on this earth, rather than keeping their mind stayed on Christ or their heart stayed on Jesus? My friend, I pray that you desire more of Jesus in your life. You may be saved, you know the Lord, but sometimes we find ourselves growing distant with God or even not seeking the Lord like we once did in our lives. Is Jesus important to you, my friend? I want to ask you, what are you seeking after these days? Are you seeking after entertainment? Are you seeking after career? Are you seeking after money? Are you seeking after temporal things of this life? Well, you know, we work and we have a career. There's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, that's not my life. I may do that. God uses that job to provide for me. But my desire in my heart is the Lord, that I might seek him, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Paul was saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, but yet he still had a desire and a hunger to know Jesus more in his life, to know Christ experientially. My friend, I believe we lack the power of God in the church today, and even in our own lives, is because for this reason, we're not taking the time to seek him. We seek other things, but we're not taking the time to really, truly press in and seek the face of God. Not just look for God, but seek him out, know him, find him, and may God do a mighty work in your life. Set your mind on things above, not on things of this earth, not on the temporary things of this life. My friend, what are you seeking after? Are you seeking after Jesus? Are you seeking after the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Are you seeking after spiritual things? Are you seeking to be used in the gifts of the Spirit? Are you seeking heavenly things these days? I hope and pray that you are. You know, I think about Mary and Martha. You know, Martha was serving. She got caught up in serving, and it's commendable to serve. But I think about Mary. Mary chose to let the dishes go for a while. She chose to let some of the chores go for a while so that what? So that she might spend time in the presence of God. And when you see Mary, what is she doing? She's sitting at the feet of Jesus and she's listening to the word of God. I would say that Mary was a seeker. Jesus is in town and she's not going to miss the opportunity. And she wants to spend time in the presence of the Lord. My friend, maybe God is dealing with your heart. Maybe sometimes we need to put some things on hold when God is dealing with us or when God is drawing our heart or stirring our heart. You know, many times the Lord may stir you. And when he does, listen to the voice and the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Listen to God and seek his holy face. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, and that would not be taken away from her. She desired more of Jesus in her life. And I pray, my friend, that you also desire more of Christ in yours.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.